Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were open, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name. Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Enter in. Oh, enter in.
Bow down and worship.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Sunday morning early prayer. We thank the Lord for allowing us to be back again, that he would choose us to come forth on this broadcast. We just thank him and praise him. And Lord Jesus, if I have done anything or said anything that offend you or that's not holy, Lord, I repent and I ask you to forgive me, because we don't want our prayers to be stifled. We want it to go forth that you would hear and that you would receive and that you would say, that's my child, and I'm coming to see about her and answer or him the prayer that's set before me. So we just thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We can't do anything but lift you up this morning on this day that you have made. Hallelujah. That you have allowed us to come and worship you. You say 6 days of rest and the seventh day to worship the Lord Almighty, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, on this earth. So we just thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come on this broadcast, hallelujah, Blog Talk Radio, Lord, and come forth with the teaching, the preaching, hallelujah, the gospel. And now on Sunday, we go and have early Sunday morning prayer, Lord Jesus, before each and every one be go to a local assembly to lift you up and pray, Lord Jesus, that it would be inside of us, that once we leave out our homes, we would walk with anointing to in the congregation of the holy people of Jesus Christ in his kingdom and his work. And we just praise you and we thank you. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. Lord, we thank you in advance for the things that you are going to do for us, Lord, the requests that we call out to you. Hallelujah, because you know everything about us. You know our DNA. You know where we live. Hallelujah. You know the children we have, the husband. Hallelujah, the mothers and fathers that born us. You knew where you assigned us to, Lord Jesus. And we thank you. You know every strand of hair that's on our head. Oh, how wonderful and marvelous we serve a Jesus like you, a God in heaven. Hallelujah, that dwells on this earth. Hallelujah. And we say, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah, this morning. You said, bow down and worship you. Worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail, looking for anchor. Hallelujah. And you say, no fret, my children, because I'm there. Just call out to me, and I will answer thee. I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Hallelujah. I will lead and guide you down a straight path. Hallelujah. I will take you to your gifts and your calling. Hallelujah. I will lead you to the ministry that I have called you to be in. I will lead you to the church family. Hallelujah. You said, just trust you and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. You didn't say you would, you could, you not. You said you shall direct our path. And Lord Jesus, for that we are thankful. Hallelujah, because we know that your word is in stone. Whatever your word say, it shall accomplish what it set out to do. Hallelujah, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning for our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah, that you have given her this journey, Lord Jesus, all the way to New Orleans. Hallelujah. And she always say that you said to go. And when you say to go, hallelujah, you make a vision and you make the provision. Lord, we ask you to bless her. Hallelujah. You know what she's standing in need of. Hallelujah. Let your blood cover her, because the blood never loses power. It reaches to the highest mountain and it goes to the lowest valley. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless her mother, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her son, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jermaine, that's in New Orleans with her. Lord, we thank you so much that you allowed her to go back hallelujah, to be with her son, Lord Jesus. She has been gone almost 30 years, but, Lord Jesus, you're making a way for her to come back. And not only that, Lord Jesus, you're giving her work in that city. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you to bless the work. Bless our hands, Lord. Bless our mind, Lord Jesus. Put it in there where she can go in, Lord, and you start a work, because it's about you starting the work and not her, that she go forth and win souls in that city for you. Hallelujah. And in the towns and the nearby counties, Lord. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We ask you bless Sister Dawn and Jarvis and her family, Lord. She's so faithful, Lord Jesus, to come on this line. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that you're doing a work in her, Lord Jesus, and Jarvis. Hallelujah. We're so grateful that you have allowed him to come home, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch his heart, Lord. Save him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let him not go to the left or the right, but, Lord, let him hear you and go straight. And we thank you for it, and we praise you. We pray for each and every one that come on this broadcast, each and every day, that come on to hold you up, Lord Jesus, to lift you up. Hallelujah, to be to help Evangelist Bernard, that she may see that the Lord is in this Block Talk Radio. She knows that the Lord is sending the souls in here, that the Lord is sending them in to be faithful. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord. We pray for Liberal Democrat, Lord Jesus, as he traveled, Lord. We thank you for the man of God that you have sent to this broadcast to be of help to this broadcast, Lord, and Evangelist Bernard, and each and every one. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every one that has been on this broadcast, Lord Jesus, that come daily. We pray, Lord Jesus, for each and every one. You know each and every one where they live at, Lord Jesus, when they're going to be on this broadcast, and, Lord, what different situations that they're standing in need of. Hallelujah, because you are solver of our problem. All you said to call, and you'll show us might and great things. You said if you're in trouble, you have the emergency number. Hallelujah, that you can call. And the emergency number is when you want peace and rest, call chapter 11, verse 25 and 30. When the world seems bigger than God, you know you can call Psalms 90. Hallelujah, if your pockets are empty, call Psalms 37. Hallelujah, when you are lonely and fearful, you know you can call Psalms 23. Hallelujah, we thank you. When you grow bitter and you're critical, Lord Jesus, and you don't know, and your spirit is not the way it should be in you, Lord Jesus, you can call 1 Corinthians chapter 13. There's a love chapter there for how to get along with other men, Lord Jesus. These are the emergency numbers that you have given us, Lord Jesus, that we could go on and lift you up and call your name out, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given us this morning to praise and call and lift you out. You know the needs of your people. Hallelujah. And you say you ask us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we're praying for the peace of Jerusalem this morning, Lord Jesus, with all that's going on all over back over there in the world, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Iraq and Syria and all them different places, Lord Jesus. We ask you for peace to cover Israel, Lord Jesus. We ask you to cover our president, Barack Obama, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you to cover his wife, Michelle. We ask you to cover his mother-in-law and his children, Lord. Hallelujah, to cover them, Lord, with your blood, because your blood never loses power. Lord Jesus, we ask you to cover the Congress and the Senate and each and every one, Lord. We ask you, we want your will to be done over there. Hallelujah, not man's will, but your will, Lord Jesus, for your people on this earth, Lord Jesus, that they may be able, Lord Jesus, to do your will in your way, Lord Jesus, and to go over there, Lord Jesus, where they will make decisions, but you say, I'm the greatest decision maker, so you can turn it around. And we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray for all the fathers out there today, Lord Jesus. They symbolize the day is Father's Day. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you to touch them, Lord. We ask you to keep them, Lord Jesus. We ask you to cover them with your blood as they go forth today. Lord Jesus, if they're not doing what you want them to do, and they're not in the kingdom, kingdom and spiritual-minded, Lord. We're sending out a prayer, Lord, that you would touch them, that you would send witnesses along, Lord Jesus, that you would have, your word would go forth, that they would be convicted and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. And then you can tell them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you this morning for this opportunity. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. Lord Jesus, we just love you this morning. We just give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, Lord Jesus, because you've been so good to us. You've been so merciful to us. You done seen so many graduate. Hallelujah, from higher learning, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, with your guidance and your help, Lord Jesus. You done seen them get married, get have children, get jobs, Lord Jesus, where they thought it wasn't no way. And we thank you for it, and we just give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. Hallelujah, for your work in your kingdom, and we thank you for drawing us in out of the muck and mire and clay and coming into your royal family of baptized believers. Hallelujah. We couldn't do it without you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this spiritual opportunity that you have given us today. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah, because you have chosen who you wanted to be on this broadcast. You have chosen who you wanted to bring the word, how the anointed, powerful word from you. You have chose who's going to preach and teach. You have chose who's going to come on for prayer. Hallelujah, on Sunday, Lord Jesus. You designed this, not us. Hallelujah, not our founder, Evangelist Bernard. You added it to it, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it, and we just give you the glory, and we give you all the praise. And Prophet Michael Davis, would you like to take it on? Prophet Davis. Well, praise the Lord. We just thank you, and Lord, we ask you to keep us, to guide us, to direct us, to lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Hallelujah. Without you, we could do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. And we're looking at Psalms 55, verse 17. Even in morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Lord Jesus, you're hearing our voice this morning, and we're so grateful. Hallelujah. We're so grateful and we're so thankful for you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that you would hear our voice. You said the men should always pray and not faint. Hallelujah, and we're praying this morning, Lord Jesus, for your guidance, Lord Jesus, for leading and guiding us, Lord Jesus, in the path of righteousness for your namesake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for your name's sake, Lord Jesus. No other name that we know other than the name of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Hallelujah. We just thank you this morning, and we just praise you. We just give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. As we look on the 66 books of the Bible, the 39 old and the 27 new, you said you would lead and guide our steps. You said prayer is the key. Hallelujah. But our hearts have to be right and our minds have to be right, Lord Jesus, because it comes from the heart. And, Lord Jesus, if our heart or mind is not right this morning, Lord Jesus, we ask you to come in and take it away, whatever the world, away from us, Lord Jesus, that we may go forth and do your will and your way. And we thank you, and we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We couldn't do it without you, Lord Jesus, in your kingdom. We could not move. We could not have our beings without you. And we thank you, Lord, for watching over our families, Lord Jesus. We thank you for watching over the men and women that come on this broadcast every day and all week into to the reflection, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for it. Hallelujah. We can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't do it without you. Hallelujah. We look and we say, Lord Jesus, how are we going to get through. You said just like they have emergency numbers on this natural earth, you have emergency numbers for us. Hallelujah. And I read some of them in the song, Lord Jesus, and in the Bible. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. I didn't get for her. Well, if people seem unkind to us, you can go to St. John's chapter 15. Hallelujah. So it's an answer for everything, and it's an answer for everyone. Hallelujah, that if you call into this kingdom, Lord, you said that you would no otherwise leave us, Lord Jesus, that you would provide. If you give us the vision, you will give us the provision. You will lead and guide and walk us through a straight and narrow, straight path, Lord Jesus, that lead to you. You will touch our heart, Lord Jesus. You will give us the ministries that you have set in us to go forth, Lord Jesus, with the anointing and the power from the Holy Ghost, and that's you. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for it. We just thank you that you lead and guide us, Lord Jesus. We pray for Prophet Michael Davis on the line. I see another number. I don't know too much. We pray for each and every one that have got up this morning to want to be on the line to offer a prayer unto you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you because you knew who was going to be on this line and what we were going to say and do, Lord Jesus. And you have put it in our hearts, hallelujah, and our mind to do your will and your way, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and praise you. And we give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. When we think on the goodness of Jesus, when we think on the goodness of you and all you have done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We thank God. We thank you for saving us. Hallelujah. We was a wretch undone. Hallelujah. But, Lord, you seem fit. Hallelujah. To send a word. Hallelujah. To touch us, Lord Jesus, and bring us into your royal family of baptized believers. And we so thankful. Hallelujah. You say, and be ye thankful. Yes, I say, and be ye thankful. And Lord Jesus, we're so thankful this morning that you thought enough of us, Lord, to save us and bring us into your kingdom. And not only that, to give us work and to call us your friends. Hallelujah, just like you call Abraham your friend. You call it, say, we're your friends, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it. We praise you. Hallelujah, we can't do anything else but say, thank you, Jesus, this morning. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you most of all for your love. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We ask you to give us more love. Put more love in our heart. Hallelujah for your people, Lord. Put more love in our heart for the ones out there in the highways and the hedges and byways, Lord, that we may go out. You say to go out and draw them and bring them in, Lord Jesus. We ask you to give us that anointing as we go forth, Lord Jesus, wherever you would lead our steps, Lord, to your people that they may be saved and come into your kingdom. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Because without this opportunity, hallelujah, so many would be lost. And you said you wish none should perish, but all come to repentance. Hallelujah, and we just praise you and thank you for it. Lord Jesus, when we think of your love, when we think of your mercy, when we think of your grace, what can we say? Hallelujah, you brought us out of a horrible, miry pit, and you put our feet on a straight and narrow path. Hallelujah, and you explained to us what we need to do to be in the kingdom. What your rules and ways are with this 66 books of the Bible, 39 old and 27 new. Hallelujah. And the Old Testament was the schoolmaster to the new one. Hallelujah. And Jesus came back through 14 generations to save us. Hallelujah. He died on the cross that we may be redeemed back unto you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for him coming, Lord, and he's the only one could do it, Lord Jesus, because he was without sin. And you see, he struggled. It was so hard that when he went there, it was so many things he had to go through, the thorns in his head, how they whooped him and beat him. And, but he still had to go forth. And he said, if it's your will, let your will be done, but not my will, but your will be done. So we're asking this morning, Lord Jesus, to put in us that your will be done and not our will. Hallelujah, your will. Hallelujah, to do, to walk, to talk, to act, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise this morning, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for this opportunity. We don't take it lightly, Lord Jesus, but we just thank you because you could have had somebody else on or you didn't have to have this prayer, early morning prayer in the morning, but you did. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. And we thank you for, again, our founding host, Evangelist A. Bernard, Lord Jesus, all the way in New Orleans. Hallelujah. She said you told her to go, and she's going, Lord, and you opening up doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you closing doors that you don't want to go forth, Lord Jesus, and you're moving, and you put her in a place, and you have the people that you want her to be saved. You have a building. You have everything that she needs, because you say it again, if you give a vision, you have provision. So we just thank you for each and every one that came out this morning on the switchboard, in the chat room, on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk. We thank you, and we love you, and we with the love of Jesus, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that each and every one that have heard this prayer this morning, Lord Jesus, that they would find it in their heart. Hallelujah. If you need a change, if you're not where you need to be, just pray and ask the Lord, because he say he hold no good thing from you. Hallelujah. All he says is a soul sinner. He said they shall die. But then he put in there, if you repent, and show your will and ways, Lord Jesus. He said that he would no otherwise leave you, that he would have you back in the kingdom with us. All we have to do is repent. Hallelujah for the things we said and the things we done that was not holy according to this Bible. So we thank you this morning for this opportunity. Hallelujah that you have allowed us to come on the line for your precious people. Hallelujah. And we just give you the glory. We give you all the praise. And we going to say, Lord Jesus, without you, hallelujah, it wouldn't be possible, because you are awesome, God. You own all this world. You made this world, hallelujah, and the things in this world. And, Lord, we just want to trust you. Hallelujah, we just want to be where you want us to be, Lord Jesus. And with that, we closing out, and we thank you, and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to be on this broadcast today. Hallelujah, early Sunday morning prayer. And if you go to your local assemblies, wherever, if you're home, whatever, you know, praise the Lord, have the anointing, pray that the anointing be in you, pray that the Spirit be in you, pray that when you go into your local congregation, hallelujah, that you would have the anointing, that they would see the anointing on you, that they would feel the anointing when you get up, because you have got up for early morning prayer, and the Lord has touched each and every one of us on this broadcast and all over the network, Lord Jesus. And like you say, in United States and all out of the United States, Lord Jesus, we pray for the ones incarcerated, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to bring forth the ones that's innocent there that need to be released, Lord Jesus. We know that it's soon to come, Lord, and all we can do is thank you for the opportunity. Hallelujah. We give you the glory and we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Okay, well, thank you very much. So we're going to close out. I'm looking for a song to put on to close out this part of the segment with the Sunday morning prayer. Hallelujah from Open My Heart, Lord Jesus. We're going to put on Open My Heart by Yolanda Adams.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so lost. cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. Oh, I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart. Oh yeah. My hopes and dreams are fading fast. I'm all burnt out, and I don't think my strength's gonna last.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Just want to wish All of the fathers a happy, fantabulous Father's Day. God bless you. Looking forward to a great week on next week. So God bless you. Have a glorious day in Jesus' name. Thank God for Sister Ruby opening up for us. God bless.
Oh, God bless. We was getting ready to say it about the Father's Day, and I'm thanked Evangelist Bernard. That's our founding host, and she's all the way from New Orleans. And I was praying and forgot it. I had a little poem, but that's all right. The Lord knows where the fathers are at. So we're so thankful that our founder came on and told all the fathers all over the world, have a happy Father's Day. So God bless, and Sister Sherelle, we miss you a minute, but we knew you was on the broadcast, so we're acknowledging you now before we hang up. Sister Dawn and her son Jarvis and her family. She's so faithful. That's Evangelist Adrian Bernard's oldest sister. Hallelujah. So God bless each and every one of y'all. And we're going to close out now. And we thank God. Our founding host got on to say a word or two with the fathers of this United States and all over the world. You know, Block Talk Radio go all over the world. You know, a lot of places we don't know. They're out of the United States. So that's a blessing. So we just thank the Lord for this broadcast that he allowed us to go all out of the United States, all in Jamaica, all over. You know, we're just so thankful. So God bless, and we hope to see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock p.m. on Block Talk Radio. We're ending out.